Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I mentioned this tweet, an interesting tweet actually, from Senator Lynn Ruan, and it reads, "Woke is really not the insult you all think it is. I'd rather be woke than a racist. I'd rather be woke than a homophobe. I'd rather be woke than transphobe. I'd rather be woke than classist. I'd rather be woke. Woke is an affirmation, not an insult. Big hugs to all, woke or not." And I mentioned this at the start of the show today because I want to know, do people consider woke an insult? If somebody describes you or calls you or says that you're woke, is it a dirty word? Or, I mean, do you find that insulting? Neil is with us on the line today. Do you think it's an insult, Neil?
How are we? Happy Wednesday to start. And as a 42-year-old, I don't use the word. So this is a brand new word that I have to learn, much like a lot of things in 2023. So if you were to call me woke, I don't really know what that means. I'm assuming it means I try and be understanding of everybody. But I guess it comes down to everything. It's a bit like the intent of the word. It depends how you say it. I think if someone says they're woke, generally, they're the least woke person in the room.
So you think it's a generational
Yeah, 100%. It's like a lot of these things. It's something thrown around on social media. People live on Twitter and they come up with words. Most of the world isn't on Twitter. So, you know, if you live in Twitter and you get stuck there, you're going to come up with these terms. As a 42, like, none of my friends call, we don't call each other woke. We don't call other people woke, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. It doesn't actually mean anything to most of the world, you know. Like, we don't. It's a way of kind of shutting down conversation. If you and I are having a chat and somebody says something controversial, apparently, let's say we're talking over a cup of tea, and I say, and just for, I don't believe this, but let's say I say gender equals genitals, and we can't have that conversation because eventually someone's going to get called woke. And then that's a way of shutting down conversation.
Okay.
It's just a minimising term.
Graham, do you think woke is a good thing?
Again, I'm actually the same generation as your first caller, so it's not something I go around saying. But in what it actually means, and what yes, it is. It generally means you try and be understanding of other people, be accepting of other people. You try and be a decent person. On things like Twitter, as your first caller just mentioned, is it just used as an insult? It is. But it's used by anyone who uses that as an insult. It's not someone whose opinion I really could give a monkey's about. It's not an insulting term. And you saw there was some recent day on the news, so it exploded on Twitter now, and someone was giving out about woke, and she was, I suppose, an expert, and she was asked to define woke, and she couldn't, and she just mumbled and tumbled over her words.
I suppose, like, the history, if you want to call it that, of wokeness seems to stand back. Like, its origins come from woke in the context, to stay woke. It's in the context of Black Lives Matters, Black Lives Matter. Activists on the street, keeping watch for police brutality, like that's where the origins of it seem to stem. But I suppose a lot of people associate it with leftist kind of political ideology, staunch social justice.
It's more like culture war stuff, and which people are entwined with their political ideology, but doesn't necessarily have to be. And it's people just, like your first caller said, he extended far more articulately than I would, but it is an attempt to shut down discussion. Oh, I'm just going to call you this thing, which is actually a compliment, but you can tell by my tone that I don't mean it as a compliment, just because I don't want to debate whatever the particular topic it is, because the person who's using woke is an insult. If you pick up whatever topic it, be it Black Lives Matter, be it trans rights, LGBTQ+, be it whatever culture war issue you have, they're on most likely the historically wrong side of it.
I don't know if they're the
and
wrong
they
side
don't
of it.
Want
but
to have that. Yeah.
I suppose for a lot of people, if somebody, you know, if somebody says you're very woke, or Andrea, you're incredibly woke, or whatever, to me that means you are, like, I suppose it's social justice advocate. Maybe more than that, though. It's a staunch, to my mind,
but
anyway.
It depends who says it. And it is very much the tone. If I call you woke, I don't mean as an insult. I'm clear, I've never said that to anyone in my life. But if I did, I'm not going to mean it as an insult. Whereas there's someone else who would have perhaps different views of me on the topics I just mentioned, and they would mean it as an insult. But it's very dictated by tone and who's speaking.
Yeah, okay. Faulkner's on the line as well. Faulkner, do you think, like, if somebody called you woke, do you think it's an insult?
Well, to be awake is definitely not an insult. It's a compliment. But typically, as I think Graham has said, and indeed, as you've indicated yourself, Andrea, most of the time you hear the word woke, it's one person describing another and they're offering an insult. But just because it's the use of the word you hear most often doesn't mean it's an accurate use.
Mm.
I would actually consider it to be a compliment to be awake. I would also say that it long predates Black Lives Matter. I've heard people refer to themselves as awake long before then. But I wouldn't presume to know where it actually came from. I don't know enough about it to say that. But it does describe the general attitude of someone who has woken up from the dream state of childhood, if you like, and now sees the world around them for what it actually is. And seeing this and seeing all the problems that are there, they have no preformed ideology that they're imposing on what they see to justify it to themselves. So very often what's going to happen is that if you're in a conversation with something or with someone over some topic where they are expressing a view which might be, you know, older, racist, homophobic, something like that, of which they're not necessarily conscious, and you correctly or gently or otherwise point out the alternate view, then you will be insulted sometimes by people who will say that you're woke. And the reality there, Andrea, is that the word would be intended as something of an insult, but underneath it, what that person is very often saying is, you're different to me because your views are different to mine, and I don't have the words to otherwise engage. So the person who accuses another is the person with the problem.
Alan, do you think it's do you see it as a bad thing or an insult?
No, I think like most things, it's gone too far and it's been used too much. So if we think about what woke is, it's about being aware of social and political unfairness or alert to racial and prejudice and discrimination. But the problem nowadays is we're finding discrimination in everything. The name of buildings, the name of birds, you name it, we're finding discrimination in everything. And this point where it goes too far. So people can be aware of prejudice and discrimination. They can be aware of all that was happening now. But we seem to want to apply today's rules to things that happened 100 years ago, 200 years ago, whatever it may be. It's a bit like veganism and people going around throwing blood at people and this is what you're killing animals and you're doing this. It goes to a stage where it goes too far. And I think it's been said back to someone in jest that you're woke, that they've gone too far with some of their thinking. That's what it seems to be. But I think that's the problem, is things go too far. And part of that tweet you read out was, I'd rather be woke than racist. So if I have a different view than you, that means I'm racist though because you're woke. That's what you seem to be getting at there, which I think Again, it's taking ideology that's wrong as well.
But you I suppose you don't have to be one or the other, though.
No, you don't have to be, but nowadays, if you're not left-leaning on a lot of things, you are either a right-wing or racist. That's the way this country has gone. It's gone too far in this country. It's like everything else. We overcorrect in this country for everything.
Is that just briefly, Faulkner, like, what
I,
you...
Yes, that Andrea, assessment? I think... The gentleman has hit on the point, sir. I didn't get his name. He has hit on the point, but Alan. Alan has hit on the point, but he has, I think, conflated a couple of things in that, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but that there are some people who will overdo things always, and whether they are people who are awake overdoing things or someone else overdoing things, let's not be confused by the fact that overdoing anything is probably a bad thing, whereas being alive to the dangers of racism and sectarianism and all sorts of bigotry in society, being alive and aware to that is not a bad thing.
Okay. 1800 453 106 is the number if you want to join us here on the programme. There's a lot of texters. Dan says woke was first used on right-wing stations in the US as an insult to Black Lives Matter and Me Too moment, according to Dan. Chris says woke has become a religion and intolerant. Another listener, woke did start out as a term for leftist ideology, but it's become a term for extreme political correctness and is 99% of the time meant as an insult, according to this listener.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.